Austin, people seem a little lost and frustrated about whether the state will or won't reopen before the 30th. What's your take?
Well, Kirsten, you're right. It is difficult and frustrating right now to figure out what trajectory we are on. The Department of Health dashboard has lagged. In fact, as of this morning, it doesn't even reflect what the governor said last Thursday, which is that we're at 66% of those 16 and up initiating the vaccine. When asked, the governor's office says it's pushing the Department of Health hard to get all of us clarity ASAP. Meanwhile, the governor's office is saying, don't believe tweets from people who've calculated that we're already at 70%. The bottom line is it is not possible to track this in real time on a day-to-day basis. We are waiting for official word from the state, from the governor, and whether getting to 70% before June 30th is a realistic possibility, we just don't know at this point.
If 70% is the benchmark, but the state plans to reopen in 15 days anyway, does the number mean as much as it used to?
Yeah, this is a bit confusing. I mean, the governor has said that in order to open before June 30th, the state has to get to 70% of people 16 and up initiating the vaccine. But the governor has also said that even if we're not at 70% by June 30th, then the state can still reopen. So that begs the question, why is 70% important now, but not in a couple of weeks? I put that question to Dr. Scott Lindquist. He's the state's epidemiologist for communicable diseases. I spoke with him last week on TVW's Inside Olympia program, and here's what he said.
We're trying to balance saving lives, not infecting more people versus opening the economy, opening the public for everyone else. And it's a real balance. That's why those numbers were picked, 70%. Why not 69%? Then why not 65%? So I actually think it's a good, reasonable balance at 70%.
Again, that was state epidemiologist Scott Lindquist. What I hear him saying is they want to get to 70%. They see that as a good, solid public health target, and they're going to keep pushing to get there by June 30th. Obviously, they're hoping this lottery will help. If we're a tad short come June 30th, it also sounds like they don't think that that's a good enough reason to hold off on the reopening. It's kind of like the teacher saying, hey, we'll throw a pizza party if everyone passes the end of year spelling test. But in the end, if not everyone passes, you're still going to get the pizza party. Now, Dr. Lindquist also said that if hospitalizations and deaths start climbing again, all bets could be off. And, you know, just look at what's happening in England, where their reopening has now been delayed a month because cases are rising again there.
Right. And we have another wrinkle. The Delta variant of COVID-19 is out there now. Tell us how it could change things. And what about booster shots for the vaccine?
So I asked Dr. Lindquist about both of these topics. First off, he noted that Washington is one of the top three states in the nation for genotyping positive COVID test results with the goal of identifying variants early on. The state's genotyping about 17% of positive tests. And he says the Delta variant, which seems to have originated in India and is a big reason why they're delaying the reopening in England, has arrived here. The concern, of course, is that it is a more contagious and perhaps serious variant. But so far, Dr. Lindquist says the vaccine seems to be working against these variants. In fact, one of the earlier variants is now dominant in the state. But this does beg the question, what about the future? What about the need for booster shots at some point? Lindquist says it's not certain yet that boosters will be needed, but he noted that the mRNA technology behind the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines will allow for quick adjustments to address variants of concern. He seems to think that as the virus evolves, the vaccines can keep up, which is obviously positive news.
All right, Austin, thank you so much.
You're welcome.